After a long day of work, the last thing most people want to do is pick up a shovel and work at a farm. But for some students, that is exactly how they love to spend their evenings. At Dillman Hill, which is the student-run organic farm at Cornell University, a dedicated band of volunteers and managers work diligently to maintain the farm. One such student volunteer, Hannah Williams, is spinning lettuce in a big round salad spinner to get the water off of it so it can be packaged. She has been working at Dillman Hill since the beginning of the semester.
So now I just look forward to coming here and sort of doing repetitive work when I come straight from class, so it's just nice to not use your brain.
Behind Hannah, other volunteers are pulling up, washing, and packaging other produce like carrots and green beans. All of these people recognize the importance of sustainable agriculture.
We usually start with harvesting something. There's about 6 to 8 vegetables that we harvest every week. Today it was celery, tomatoes, leek, and a few others.
Dillman Hill is in its 20th year, and some of the current managers, Katie Donnelly-Moran and Noelle Ledoux, say that Dillman Hill is not without challenges. According to Noelle, expanding the farm was difficult because of soil contaminants.
Apparently, it's not very uncommon for a lot of land that's in production all over the country to have this kind of contamination. We want to be as careful as possible and considerate also.
The soil is contaminated with small amounts of lead and arsenic, which makes growing organic vegetables impossible.
A common pesticide in orchard production in the 1940s were lead and arsenic, so that those were sprayed on the apple trees. It got into the soil, you can't get it out, but it gets into any vegetable crops you try and grow there, especially vegetables that are touching the soil, so you don't want to grow a carrot in soil that is contaminated with lead and arsenic.
The students expanded Dillman Hill even more this growing season with the addition of a new high tunnel. The high tunnel is this large structure covered in a thick plastic that can be rolled on tracks over freshly planted seeds to protect them from the cold. This structure extends the growing season for most plants.
Once the weather cools down, we'll roll down the sides, close the doors, and it will hold in some heat.
Katie thinks that working at Dillman Hill helps connect people with where their food comes from, and she thinks that agricultural science should be important to everyone.
There are a lot of things broken with our current food system, and so I think it is very relevant to be engaged with the food system and with agriculture in order to address inequalities and problems in the food system.